Okay, so we're going to begin our shiur with Sefer Achinuch for the week of Parashas Matos and Maaseh with the famous concept, the famous summer mitzvah that people learn about usually only in the summer, as it's only found in Matos Maaseh and in Parashas Shoftim, specifically Maaseh and Shoftim, which is the mitzvah of Ir Miklat, the idea of a person killing somebody b'shogeg. And specifically, we're going to start with mitzvah tes tafyud. And the mitzvah tafyud is mitzvahs based in lishloach makei nefesh bishgaga me'iro. There's a mitzvah on the basin to send somebody who kills accidentally, meaning he didn't do it intentionally, me'iro from his city, la'ari miklat, to one of the cities of refuge. V'al ha-rotzeach ba'asbal alech hasham. And in addition, there's also a mitzvah on the rotzeach, to the murderer, to actually go there himself as well. If we stop for a second and we think, this is a very, very unusual halacha in many senses, but one sense that I wanted to speak about is we're dealing with somebody who did an avera b'shogeg. And it's almost unprecedented in the Torah that somebody has an onesh, somebody has a punishment when they do something b'shogeg. If anything, usually most cases where we're dealing with, let's say, a situation where there's a chi of karis, and a person does over the chi of karis b'shogeg, so we bring a karban chatas, and that's it. But here, somebody who does ritzicha, somebody who murders somebody unintentionally, has to go to an ir miklat, and clearly the ir miklat is a type of punishment. Why is it a type of punishment? Because the Torah tells us, ki v'mir miklato yeshev, he's got to live in this ir miklat, al mosa kohen gadol, until the kohen gadol dies, and the Mishnah in Makos lists that if he had certain privileges and certain rights before, he loses them. Clearly, there is an aspect of punishment over here. So the question remains, why is we punishing a person when a person did the aver b'shogeg? It's pretty much an unprecedented type of thing. So the Sefer Chinuch explains by giving, actually, unusually, two shorashim, or two roots that come out of this mitzvah. Each will answer this question. The first shorash begins like this. Misharshia mitzvah, lefisha avon haratzicha chamur ad ma'od. Because the sin of murder is extremely severe. Sheba hashchasas ha'olam. Because when we kill somebody, or somebody gets killed, not we kill somebody, it's not something we commonly do, hopefully, but when a person gets killed, it involves a destruction of the world. Because if you think about it for a second, that person who was killed will no longer have any children, will no longer produce what they were supposed to, will no longer influence people in a positive way that they could have done. The entire situation, the person is destroyed. Acher amru levracha, she'ahoreg nefesh b'mezid, that if somebody kills b'mezid, afilu asa kol ha-mitzvos, even if he does all the other mitzvos, but in addition to doing all his other mitzvos, he's got the one aver of murdering intentionally, eino nitzal min hadin, he won't be saved from the punishment. All the mitzvos that he did are not going to save him. V'lachein, and therefore, roi l'misha harag, it's fitting for that somebody killed, somebody who killed, afilu shogeg, even unintentionally, mikevan shabos takola gedola kazo al yado, because this terrible thing came about through his own actions. In other words, Reuven goes ahead, he's chopping wood, he swings his axe, and the Shimon who's walking by gets hit by the axe, Shimon died, even though Reuven didn't intend to kill him, still, Shimon's death did come about through Reuven. So therefore, sheyitztayer alayaha tzar golus, that he should feel the pain, and should feel pain about his avera, and that pain comes about through the pain of being exiled. Sheshokol kimat kitzar misa, that it's equal or it's equivalent to the pain of death. Shenifrada adam me'oavav, that the person is separated from his friends, umeeretz molarato, and from his birthplace. V'shochein kol yomav imzarim. And also, he's going to live the rest of his life, or with strangers, or at least until he leaves it. So you see that there is an important thing that the Sefer Achinuch is mentioning. The reason why a rotzeach gets punished, b'shogeg, and has to go to Golos, is because his avera was so strong, or had not seen his avera, but his action, what he did, was so severe, he needs to feel the pain in order to bring himself tshuva, in order to rectify the problem that he did. Sefer Achinuch brings out another shorish also, which on the surface isn't related, which hopefully we will relate the two. The second thing that the Sefer Chinuch brings down is the O Toelas Badavar. There's another purpose of this. Leval Yiru Krove Hamuke. So that the relatives of the person who was killed will not see Harotseach, the murderer, Le'enayim, before their eyes. Tamid B'makom Shenesta Hara. Come always in the place where the evil took place. So the second reason the Sefer Chinuch says is that this way that the relatives of the murderer or the murdered person won't see the murderer when they're in store, waiting online in the supermarket, going into shul, and they sit down, and all of a sudden who sits next to them? Oh, their cousin's murderer. So this is why we're doing this. Now, take a step back for a second.
Segregation. It's segregation.
A little bit, right. But we take a step back for a second, and we think, wait a second, don't we know that there's a halacha of a gol hadam? Yeah, really, what's one of the reasons why, another reason why the roseach is running there is because the relatives of the nirtzach could kill him. So how does this possibility ever come up? Right? The roseach is going to sit down next to the guy's brother in shul, or he's going to be in back of him in the line of the store. Shouldn't he be killing him? So actually, the truth is, there's actually a machlokas in Maseches Makos between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, if there's actually a chiyuv or an obligation for the rotzeach, for the goel adam, to kill the rotzeach. We happen to paskin not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says there's a chiyuv, but like Rabbi Akiva, who says there's an option. Which means that just because there's an option doesn't mean that the goel adam is actually going to kill the rotzeach. It's likely that he's not going to kill him. So therefore, the situation exists that the Rotzeach and the Goel Hadam could be living in the same neighborhood, being in the same area. So what happens is, in order to be sensitive to the feelings of the Goel Hadam, we send the Rotzeach away. And why is this? Because as the Sefer Chinuch concludes, V'chol Darchei HaTorah Noam. Paraphrase on the Pasuk, Darchei HaDarchei Noam, the Torah is there to try to let us live in a pleasant way. And having your relative's murderer walking around next to you, that's unpleasant. So if we think about it for a second, we seem to have two unrelated shorashim coming out of this mitzvah. The first one is that the ir biklat is a punishment for the rotzeach to kind of like suffer a little bit. And the second one is, it's there to like benefit the relatives. Is there a way that we could connect the two? So I think there is, from another Sefer HaChinuch. And in order to do this, we have to look at another mitzvah in the parasha. But before we do that, let's give them a simple common question about those who are familiar with this concept of, and the situation of, Rotzeach B'Shogeg. Where does a Rotzeach B'Shogeg go? It goes to one of the special cities. It's called Ir Miklat, right? One of the six cities that were set aside, cities of refuge. But if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch actually says the following. In Mitzvah Tav Ches, it says, Mitzvah Yisrael, lo seis arim lalavim, lo sheves bahem. There's a mitzvah for Klal Yisrael to set aside cities for the Levim to live in them, vehein kultos. And those cities provide refuge for a person who's a Rotzeach Bishgaga. What the Torah is telling us is that, in fact, there are really not six Ari Miklat, but there are really 48 Ari Miklat. 48 different places we can go. So if you're going to ask a question, then, well, if there are 48, 42 of the Levayim cities, plus another six of the Ari Miklat, then really, what is the difference between the Ari Miklat and the 42 other cities? So again, if you turn to Maseches Makos, which incidentally the second parak of Maseches Makos is the source for almost all the halachos and Torah Shebaal Peh of Ir Miklat. So they bring down another machlokas, and one of the days brought down is the day which we follow, the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the difference is rent. If a rotzeach walks into one of the 42 Ari Levim, and he wants to save himself there from the Goel Hadam, so in that case, he has to pay rent for the amount of time that he's there. Hopefully it's not like, you know, an Upper West Side type of neighborhood with like, you know, view, you know, $5,000 a month, and he's really going to regret his mistake, right? But if he goes into the Ir Miklat, which, by the way, weren't, you know, the nicest cities of the ones, you know, necessarily, so there, he gets to live for free. because you get what you pay for. But anyways, right, there's no fancy migrash or fancy fields around the Arei Miklat necessarily, I don't think. But question is, though, it says over here that you bedavka have to go to a city of the Levim. Why a city of the Levim? If we're going to send a person away to think about it, send him to solitary, send him to some place up in the Eretz Yisrael equivalent of Siberia. Well, you shouldn't say that. It's not a that's not a shevach of Eretz Yisrael to say that there's like a place like Siberia in Eretz Yisrael. But, you know, some little wasteland or some little moshav or some place in the Negev where it gets 110 during the day and 50 at night. So he's got to sit there and he's got to feel the real pain. Why is he going into a city of the Levim? So the Sefer Achinuch points out that the Levim were very, very special people. And I'll quote to you. It says, Ki biosam anshi levav. Because they were people of heart. Yiduim b'ma'alos hamidos, v'chachmos hanichbados. They were known to have very high quality character traits, and to be very wise and discerning people. Yodua lakol, it's known to all, shelo yistimu harotseach, sheinatzal aleihem, that they won't hate the rotseach. V'lo yigubo, and they won't come to harm him. And this is a very, very powerful line, and a very, very insightful line in the Sefer Achinuch. First of all, speaking about the greatness of Shevet Levi, but also speaking about how we approach a murderer, Bishoge. Let's think about this person for a second. He's sent to go to an Ir Miklat. As Sefer Achinuch points out, he's there to experience Tsar. You can imagine what his psyche is. You can imagine what his morale is. He's got to give up his previous life to go to another place and basically surround himself with strangers. And the biggest emotion that he's feeling is guilt. Much worse than having a Jewish mother or Jewish grandmother around him. Here, he's in a place where all he can do is think about all the guilt he's going to have. The likely reaction to do something with such a person is to shun him and to treat him like a pariah. After all, he's sent away. What are the Levim teaching us? The Levim are telling us, you know something? Yes, obviously, you have to get punished. And yes, obviously, you have to experience this golos. But you know what? It was an accident. You're still a human being, and we're going to treat you like a human being. Because the only way to get yourself back and to rehabilitate yourself back and to push yourself forward is to realize that you're a human, people can feel towards you, and to know that you're somebody important, somebody special too, who made a mistake. Yes, the Torah has rules and we have to accept consequences, but on the other hand, we don't have to ostracize or to beat down a person more than they need to. In fact, the Levim are there to tell this Rotzeach, you made a mistake. We're not going to judge you. We want you to get on with your life too, and we're going to help build you up. And the truth is, if you think about it, this is very, very much within the characteristics of Shevet Levi. Because we're also familiar with another halacha of Ir Miklat. And that halacha is, how long does a Rotzeach stay in Ir Miklat? And the answer is, until Kohen Gadol dies. So, if your average person's in Ir Miklat, and he looks ahead and he sees the Kohen Gadol's in perfect health, guarantee you, there's one tefillah, one name he's not going to be mentioning in Refayinu. And that's going to be the Kohen Gadol. In fact, just the opposite. He's going to go into Shema Koleinu, and he'll go ahead and Refanechem Okere Kamal Chiveinu, and by the way, I want to go ahead and see my children. Send the Kohen Gadol, big maka. Go ahead and send a lightning bolt and strike him. Kill the Kohen Gadol. So, what did the Kohen Gadol, what did they do to stop people from davening? So, the Mishnah tells us that the Kohen Gadol's mother used to go around and bake all kinds of wonderful cakes and foods and so on. And she would go ahead delivering these wonderful desserts to the people of the Ir Miklat. Which means the qualification of being Kohen Gadol's mother, in addition to being producing a great son, had to be a good cook or else your son's in trouble. Now, why are they doing this? Why can't we just simply say, hey, wait a second, this guy's a rotzeach, he killed once, now he's davening for a Kohen Gadol. We should go ahead and feed him? We should shun him even more? And the answer is because that's not necessarily the way to get to people. The way to get to people and to get people to change and to get people to rethink their actions is not necessarily through a makkah. Yeah, we have to do it. But, derachei derachei noam, like we said before, just like we are conscious of the feelings of the goel hadam, we're also conscious of the feelings of the rotzeach. And that's why we surround him by shevet Levi. And that's why the mother of the Kohen Gadol goes out of her way to treat this person extra nice. So that person will appreciate not only the value of those around him, but also appreciate the value of humanity. He'll take this lesson and he'll internalize it within himself as well. And such a concept is mentioned by Shlomo HaMelech in one of his famous psukim in Mishlei. It says, "Al tochiach leitz," which literally means don't rebuke a scoffer or a clown, somebody who's going to go ahead and make fun of what you're doing because it's going to be counterproductive. But there's actually another pshat. And the other pshat to al tochiach leitz means when you're being mochiach somebody, don't call him a leitz. Don't say, you're a fool. You're a no good nick. But instead, build him up. By building a person up, this is how you could rehabilitate a rotzeach, and this is how you can make a person who was fallen much better as they were before. And of course, this Musar Haskel that we have over here, it's not only for the mitzvah of Goel Hadam. Goel Hadam is a paradigm. But it's in our own personal dealings. Whenever we deal with people, the idea is we could very easily beat a person down to get a point across, or we can build a person up. Following the rules and the ideas learned by Ir Miklat and Rotzeach, we apply Derachei Darchei Noam. If we use that principle, not only will we be accomplishing the corrections that we need to other people, but we'll be able to build them up and, of course, increase the Avas Chinam that we need, especially during this time of the year of the Bein HaMitzrayim.